Hey, this is Sherry Gregory.
And I'm Amy Carroll.
And you're listening to Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules, the podcast that helps you lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well.
We are delighted that you've joined us for another installment of our retrospect series as we get intentional about living examined lives together.
So we are moving on to the second element, sentence, line, the second part of our personal manifestos. And one of the things I think is so valuable about this, and Kathy was so excited when I told her we were doing this, is when we came up with the idea of the personal manifesto, the thought was to leave it on the fridge, next to the computer, on your mirror, so that on a daily basis, you could use it as a tool for immediate decision making. But we hadn't thought about it in terms of reflecting on how the past year had gone and using it as a tool for planning the next year. And so you and I are kind of doing an experiment here to see if this is something that actually works. I, of course, think it's going to work brilliantly.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So let's take this next line in our personal manifestos and let's talk about what it means to each of us. And then just kind of talk also about how have we done during 2017 and maybe what might it look like to continue growing in this area in 2018. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I think you need to start this time because you wrote yours so brilliantly. I love it.
Mine is a sticky statement, and I learned how to do sticky statements from Amy Carroll. So thank you for recognizing. I will break my arm patting myself on the back for this one. I'm very proud of it.
It is brilliant. It is.
Well, actually, and I even had a little help from our writing coach, Jenny Weitrip. So, which illustrates the concept brilliantly.
Yes.
Here we go. All right. The theme of our little episode here today is building community and building a team. And so here's the line from my personal manifesto. I can't be my best self all by myself. And that has been such a hard lesson to learn. And by the way, it was Jenny who had me add the word best so that it would have extra alliteration. I can't be my best self all by myself. It does roll off the tongue beautifully. But
it's amazing.
More importantly, I remember this. And I really would have to say that this year has been the year of me buying into that and recognizing that there is no glory in being the Lone Ranger and being able to do things by myself, even when I can, even when I do pull it all off, there's almost no value in it. And honestly, it's lonely and it's inconsistent with how God created me. I am naturally a collaborator. I have always been a collaborator.
That's why we work together so well.
But I've been surrounded by people who are like Mr. Incredible. I work alone. And that's okay too. God's created some people to be that way. But it has been just astonishing to discover how much fun it is to be part of other people's teams and then to build my own team. I mean, it's not the easiest thing in the world. There's a lot of things I've had to learn, but overall it is so, so worthwhile. And to learn that one of the values of building a team is that I can get help really early when it's still help and it's not rescue. I think that's one of the biggest things I've discovered is for most of my life, I wouldn't ask for help. I wouldn't ask for help or accept. Forget asking. People would offer and I would say, no, I've got this. And then at the last possible moment, when I would then discover, no, I'm desperate. Well, that's not help anymore. That's rescue. And it's an inconvenience to other people. Sometimes there's more expense involved. It's embarrassing. It's shaming. And so for many years, I thought that was help. And so I avoided it. And so now I realize, wait, I can ask for help before I even need it. I mean, that's just called having a good team. That's being part of a healthy community, is to recognize that we're all here for each other. So yeah, this has been a good year for that. How about you? I love how you worded yours. Yours was very intentionally worded too.
I embrace authenticity to build a delight-filled community. So there's two things in there for me. The whole I embrace authenticity is just, you know, trying to put that perfectionism behind me, that before what I wanted to do is I wanted to have a team, and I have some leadership ability. So a lot of times I'd end up as the leader. And so I felt like I had to play that role instead of just being myself. And when we play roles and we hide behind walls, well, guess what walls do? They separate us from people. And so I couldn't ever build the kind of community that my heart really longed for because I was too busy trying to appear perfect. So I embrace authenticity. I don't know why I'm having trouble authenticity. It's a little bit of a tongue twister. And that is my part of it. And then to build a delight-filled community. You and I both love that word,
yes,
delight.
Yes, we do.
We both have it in our tagline. I love that. It's in my life verse, too. You know, one of my favorite shows this year, well, they're all, I say that about all of them. Like, whichever one comes up, oh, that was my favorite. But one of the ones I loved was when we were talking to Mary about the Friendship Network.
Yes.
That just has impacted me all year long. And another friend of mine, Lisa, who's in my friendship network, she pointed out to me that statistics say or studies say that the five people closest to you determine who you become. That's pretty eye-opening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've talked a lot about this year that I didn't used to be very intentional about my friendships. It was just like whoever was in front of me or whoever I was having fun with. And I have become much, much more intentional. And that delight-filled community is an intentional community. So I think, you know, all of us have to look at, if I'm not in a delight-filled community, why not? I can choose the five people that have the most impact on me. And I've had to do that.
I love that. I was wondering where the delight came from. And I love your intentionality of making sure that that's part, not just of your life, but also of the community that you're a part of. And, you know, part of what you're talking about is you're talking about organizational culture. And, you know, we think of organizations as being these big companies, but you're looking at your own Amy Carroll community and saying, you know, what do you want the tone of it to be? Do you want it to be a bunch of people who whine and complain? Do you want it to be a bunch of gossips and backbiters? I'm making this part up.
Sure.
But it sounds like you've decided that when you get home after hanging out with your people and you review those experiences, that delight needs to be something that you can say was something that either happened or you felt or that they walked away with. And I think that's a great thing to reflect on.
Well, and I think it's accountability for me that I'm bringing my delightful self, not my whiny, complainy, gossipy self, you know. But then the other thing that I was trying to hit on, I was trying to think of, how do I say, I want this to be mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
I want it to be a community where there's this give and take that benefits everybody who's part of it. And, you know, Ecclesiastes 4, and it was so funny as we were going through and picking scripture for these shows in this series, I thought how many times I ended up in the wisdom chapters, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. And I thought, you know, isn't this what we're really shooting for? Growing in wisdom, you know, with this series and looking at 2018 and saying, I want to grow some more next year in wisdom. But Ecclesiastes 3, and this is a beautiful one, and it's used in weddings a lot, but I don't think it necessarily points to a marriage. And it starts in verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. See, it's about friendship, really, not marriages necessarily. But pity the man who falls down and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how will one keep warm alone? Though they may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And that picture, I did have those on my napkins at my wedding, that verse. But it's a beautiful picture. You know, it's God and me and my third person, or sometimes, you know, community can be, what I'm learning is it's a very small number, really.
Yeah.
You know, we think community, like I have this big swath of friends. Not really. I've got a handful of lifetime friends.
No, I agree. And what I love here is that having that give and take in our communities, especially our chosen communities, is going to be influenced by what we talked about last week, which is where we're at with our identity in Christ, because we're going to know what we have to offer. We're going to be more secure in what we have to offer, and we're not going to be trying to get our needs met from others in community. We're going to be have our security needs met by God. We're going to know who we are, and thus we're going to know what we have to give. And for me, that's probably been one of the biggest things about 2017. Daniel and I were taking a walk last night, and I told him, I think I really know what I bring to my friendships. I feel good about it. And
you should.
I spend so much less time second guessing, wondering if people like me, wondering if they'll keep me, if they're going to discard me. I just keep showing up and focusing on what I do. And it's a little different in each relationship, but I'm not going off on all these little rabbit trails. And then I'm better at receiving what others give in return. It's just so much more of a, what I call a reciprocal blessing. And there's it's almost no drama. It's so nice. It's like
drama in female relationships.
We just do our thing. We just do it. So that is something in 2018 that I really want to make something I'm even more intentional about, because I feel like this year it's just kind of happened and it's kind of been a blessing. And I want to be more intentional, both for myself, but also for others. And making sure that as I form new relationships, which I know God is going to bring into my life, perhaps some friendships with some younger women, that I am intentional about that reciprocity. Head on over to gritandgracegirls.com and click on New Episode.
There you'll find the transcript and a free download that you can use as you process today's episode for yourself.
Come on over and find our Facebook group also. We'll be doing some fun Facebook Lives. Just go on Facebook and search for Grit and Grace Girls. You'll find our page and our group as well.
Join us next week for another retrospect conversation, because an examined life is a better life.
For today, grow your grit, embrace God's grace, and when you run across a bad rule, you know what to do. Go right on ahead and break it.